So that is the reason, you know, why the definition is the three part: the initial, the infallible, and the cognizer.
So if that is the definition, you know, the initial infallible cognizer is the definition of the valid cognizer, then, you know, how many divisions are there, you know, to such kind of valid cognizer? And so in the text it says that there are two, right? Direct perceivers, and valid direct perceivers, and a valid inferential, inference perceivers. So inference, and so anyway, so these are like, you know, like a conceptual and a non-conceptual. So conceptual is like, you know, the inference, and non-conceptual, you know, it's like direct perceivers.
Okay. So
first it gives the definition of the direct perceiver, not a valid direct perceiver, but just a direct perceiver. It says definition of the direct perceiver, and it's a cognizer that is non-mistaken and free of conceptuality. So if it is a direct perceiver, and it cannot be a conceptuality. So it has to be free from the conceptuality. It's not a conceptual. And also it says if it is conceptual, then it could be mistaken. Yeah, so for a direct perceiver, it has to be non-mistaken. So the conceptual cognition. So if it is a conceptual cognition, then it has to be a mental consciousness. So in any school, you know, if it's a conceptual consciousness, then it has to be, you know, a mental consciousness. There's no conceptual consciousness that is a sense in a consciousness.
Oh yeah, I'll do it. Ah, ane tambo, kare. Ngosum chi. Ta ngosum la yang ngosum sema jia gan zha tere. Ngosum sema chini jia ne kare. Toba de zhashi is. Toba de zhashi se yate ma to ne ma yegen seme chini jia ta gan ma kei wa. Toba de zhashi sa de mele beri ba. Ta kare ngosum chi seme chini.
So then, next it is the definition of a valid direct perceiver, and it says initial infallible cognizer that is free from conceptuality. So you know, you may notice that there is, it's a, the definition is exactly the same, and as a valid valid cognition, except, you know, it has free from conceptuality. So if it is a valid cognizer, is it necessary to be a direct valid cognizer?
No.
Who says no? Who's the one who says no?
Okay, Jason. Okay.
If it is a valid cognizer, is it necessary to be a direct valid cognizer?
Yeah,
it is not necessary, right? If it's a valid cognizer, it's not necessary to be a direct valid cognizer, because there are many valid cognizer that is conceptual.
Right?
And so also when the valid cognizer is divided, it's divided into two, right? Direct valid cognizer and the valid cognizer in inference, right? Inference. So inference is a conceptual. It is a valid cognizer, but it's also conceptuality. So the direct valid cognizer or the direct perceiver itself, it's not necessary to, for it to arise, it doesn't have to depend on many reasons, right? You don't have to have a reason for it to arise. So just by the object and subject meeting, it can arise. So you don't have to think about a lot of reason, for it to arise in your mind.
And the
conceptual thought or the valid cognizer, that has to depend on a lot of reasonings, for it to arise. It's a conceptual. So for that, there is only the inference. And the inference is there is something that has to depend on the reasons, right, for it to arise. So in Tibetan, it says jebab, so literally it means subsequently cognizing consciousness. So it cognizes only subsequently and after going through many reasons. So you go through many reasons and then you understand it, or then you arise it. So that mind, so which comes subsequently, so that's called a jebab. So which is also like inference, right, which is generated, through reasonings. And so here it says there are four types of valid direct perceivers, and so in the previous one, the Bhavashika school, it says there are only three, because they don't assert or accept the self-cognizer. And so because in this school they assert the self-cognizer, so there are four, therefore the self-cognizing valid direct perceiver, sensory valid direct perceiver, mental valid direct perceiver, and yogic valid direct perceivers.
Oh yeah. For that they do us. That they do what they do. 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 That they do what they do.
So we'll discuss on these four in the next week, and we'll stop here for today, and we'll do the question answers now.
You get it. You don't know what to do.
So the first question says, are the definitions of Vaivachika and Sautantika similar?
Yes, they are.
Are you? Yes or no?
Huh? Are they similar?
They are similar, but different.
Is it similar or is it not similar?
According to my knowledge, about what is similar, what is different, yes, the answer I would say yes. The same.
Are they similar? Are they same?
Similar, same, or synonymous?
Double the chicken is correct.